Blog Talk Radio.
Forecaster Rob Lightbound states Tropical Storm Faye, as of late this afternoon, is located about 60 miles south of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, with 40-mile-per-hour winds. The latest satellite imagery indicates a new cluster of strong thunderstorm activity is developing in the southeastern quadrant. Faye is currently tracking slightly north of due west at a forward speed of 16 miles per hour. The overall synoptic situation finds Faye on the south side of a ridge of high pressure, with the global models forecasting a weakness in this high pressure ridge over the eastern Gulf of Mexico or over Florida that should allow Faye to turn toward the north-northwest or north after tomorrow evening. There is a large spread in the track model guidance on when and how sharply Faye will turn. The European, NAM, and GFDL models are on the eastern side of the guidance envelope. Those three models forecast the southeastern Florida landfall. The GFS and HWRF are the consensus models, and the consensus models forecast Faye across west central Cuba to move nearer over the west coast of the Florida Peninsula. The UCNET and NOGAPS models forecast a motion towards the Florida Panhandle. For the next 2 to 3 days, environmental conditions are favorable for rapid intensification and rapid strengthening. However, the rate of intensification will largely hinge on how much interaction with land the storm will have. It should be noted that Faye could strengthen rapidly as it becomes well organized over waters, such as while passing south of Cuba or over the Straits of Florida. On the other hand, it might not strengthen much at all if any land interaction prevents organization. This is a very difficult forecast to say the least, as any shifts in the track of Faye has large implications on the exact location of landfall on the west coast of Florida. Basically, a small shift in the track could mean the difference between a landfall up in the eastern Florida panhandle and a landfall near or just south of Tampa. As of 7 p.m., Rob believes Faye will track very near, if not over Key West, Florida, on Monday afternoon and Monday evening as a tropical storm or borderline Cat 1 hurricane. After that, Faye should parallel the west coast of Florida on Monday night and Tuesday and come ashore between the Big Bend area of Florida and Tampa on Tuesday night at a 90 to 100 mile per hour hurricane. This track will bring hurricane force winds to the entire west coast of Florida from Tuesday through Tuesday night. Rob's thinking for forecast track continues to be fairly low confidence, so it's best to keep track of latest updates with Faye. One thing Rob states to note is that Faye is still moving generally to the west, and if it doesn't start turning to the northwest soon, it could bring the scenario of a much stronger hurricane hitting the Florida Panhandle and the Big Bend area of Florida back into play. Everyone in the Florida Peninsula should monitor the progress of Faye, as most locations there have about the same chances of experiencing hurricane-force winds. As you can see, there are many different possibilities for the forecast track of Faye over the next several days. All interest in the southeastern United States, especially the folks in Florida, should keep very close tabs on the progress of Faye. The National Weather Service has issued the following information at 7:48 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 8 p.m., the government of the Cayman Islands has issued a tropical storm warning. Tropical storm warning remains in effect throughout much of the Cayman Islands, also the southwestern peninsula of Haiti for Cuba. Hurricane watch remains in effect for Cuba from the province of Matanzas eastward to Santo Espíritu. Tropical storm watch in effect for the central Bahamas, Jamaica, and Grand Cayman. Interest in western Cuba, the Florida Keys, and the Florida Peninsula should monitor the progress of this system. For storm information specific to your area, including possible inland watches and warnings, please stay with the National Hurricane Center and Current Weather Service for products issued by your local weather office. At 8 p.m., the center of Tropical Storm Faye was near latitude 19.3 north, 75.8 west, or 200 miles, which is 320 kilometers, southeast of Camagüey, Cuba, about 60 miles southwest of Guantanamo. Faye has slowly slowed down a bit and is now moving toward the west near 14 miles per hour. A gradual turn to the west-northwest and northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. On this track, the center of Faye will be moving near or over the southern coast or eastern and central Cuba tonight and Sunday, and nearer over the western coast of Cuba Sunday night or Monday. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds are still near 45 miles per hour, that's 70 kilometers per hour with higher gusts. These winds are confined to a small area to the east of the center. Satellite images indicate that Faye is becoming better organized, strengthening could begin tonight or Sunday, and Faye could be approaching hurricane strength as it nears western Cuba. Tropical storm force winds also extend outward 105 miles, 165 kilometers from the center. Rain bands associated with Faye are already affecting the Bahamas and are approaching the Florida Straits. The latest minimum central pressure reported by the Hurricane Hunter is 1,005 millibars. Faye is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 4 to 8 inches over Hispaniola, eastern and central Cuba, Jamaica, and the northern Cayman Islands, with isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Rainfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are possible over Jamaica, Grand Cayman. Rainfall accumulations of 1 to 3 inches are possible over the southeastern Bahamas. Repeating the 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time position, 19.3 north, 75.8 west. Moving towards the west near 14 miles per hour, maximum sustained winds at 45 miles per hour, minimum central pressure 1,005 millibars. At the current time, status on Tropical Storm Faye, maximum sustained winds 44.85 miles per hour, 19.3 north, 75.8 west, moving west at 13.8 miles per hour. That's your latest tropical update from XXBN. Stay tuned. Rob Lightbound is live, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. For more information. For XXBN, I'm Jill Brenneman.
Network at xxbn.net, broadcasting from Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media. Pledging Action is a small, informal, grassroots project under the umbrella of Swap East. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to international organizations for distribution. We are currently sending condoms to two organizations servicing sex workers in Santiago, Chile. To find out more about the program and how you can get involved, go to pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
on Chapel Hill. Rusted Root before that, Jim Donovan. The next forecast from Crown Weather Services, which is crownweather.com. Rob Lightbaum joins us live, 10 a.m. Sunday morning, xxbm.net, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.